Yeah, Bryan Adams, Summer is 69 to start us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Monday, 7th of September. Morning to you, folks. And morning to you, big man.
Good morning, horse. How's things and all?
Not too bad at all. How was your wonderful weekend of wildness and wooliness?
I would say I've had better, but sure, it's all right. It wasn't brutal, I suppose, yeah.
It didn't quite go to plan.
It didn't, did it? It didn't. It didn't go to plan.
I wasn't sure what point to broach the subject.
Oh, yeah, no, it didn't go to plan, unfortunately.
Because you did, in fairness to you, you did have a plan for either scenario. You either were going to be celebrating wildly with maybe a flat fizzy, or you were going to be drowning your sorrows.
Yes.
Also in the company of a flat fizzy.
A lot of sorrowful ones. There was a lot of sorrowful ones, unfortunately, after the Dublin Derby there, yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Asher, what can you do? Not over yet, as they say.
Absolutely. Onwards and upwards.
I just pressed the button and the whole machine has gone to the thing.
Brilliant.
Oh, hold on. Oh, it's back.
Excellent. Back. Well done.
James, I don't know why you leave buttons in my room. Honestly, I'm not sure that's a very good idea. Especially in the sorrowful state I'm in.
Well, exactly. You need nursing through it. Sick and tired. Anastasia here at Classic Hits. 11 and a half minutes past six on this Monday morning to you once again. Thanks a million for letting us hang out with you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Not a spectacular day on the birthdays.
Really now, yeah. I suppose Monday living up to its thrillest of forms by the looks of things.
But I think you might be still in with a shout. It's all the ladies today. And three well-known names. One of them... Okay, look, I'll just get to it when we get to it, right?
Oh, right.
But let's start with a couple of legends. Chrissy Hynde is celebrating her birthday today.
Chrissy Hynde?
Of Pretenders fame.
Pretenders. I was going to say she's either Texas or Pretenders. Which one's Texas again?
Charlene Spiteri,
yeah. They're both kind of like each other a little bit, are they?
Looks-wise, yeah.
They've got the moody sort of black hair thing going on there.
There could be a mother-daughter thing going on there.
Could be. She was great. Remember Charlene Spiteri was on? How sound she was.
She was actually A1.
She was brilliant to have on.
A1.
So who's it we're talking about again?
Chrissy Hynde.
Of the Pretenders. Yeah. Do you know what she's like? Did you ever see the band Texas? I gotta say... it's the Pretenders. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah, actually, we used to play that a lot. I haven't heard it in a while.
I'm just thinking that, yeah.
I'm trying to think what else, what other great Pretenders hits. It's great, isn't it, when you're on the spot like that and you're trying to think, were a great band. Sure.
I know.
My God, banging out the hits there. There was that one, Don't Get Me Wrong, and then there was that...
You do that to me all the time. You know, it's like working with a detective inspector sometimes. I go, I love them. What did you like about them?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
You're always catching me out with things like that. But I do, I just can't think of the name. So you're telling me you love their music, but you don't know their name. Is that what you're telling me, Mr. Galler? I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. All right, I did it, I confess.
What did you do? What are you asking about the band? I'll say Charlene Spiteri, because for want of a real name, Chrissy Hynde.
That's the one.
Jeez. I've got paid in my behind now talking about this. I'd say she's like 63.
69.
Ah, okay.
69, not too bad. Right, another musical legend. Again, we might struggle for more than just the one major hit.
Right.
But still a musical legend. Gloria Gaynor,
what was it?
Oh. Who, let's face it, she survived.
She did survive. That's the
she
one.
She said she would.
And she did.
And she did
just that.
She did, that's exactly what she did.
What a great song again, though.
Yeah.
Now, is she... Oh, my love, I will survive. Or is she? I will survive. Remember the two?
What the heck was that second one?
You know the one? I will survive. Do you remember that one?
No.
It's in the movie where a fella hits another fella. No.
No. She was definitely there. First I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Yeah.
Kept getting Texas and Pretenders. I was that bad.
She's the full dance around the handbags.
Yeah, she's the real deal. Yeah, so she's going back a bit then. She's no spring chicken.
No. American singer. That's right. All I know about her. I can't think of any other hit.
I'll take a stab that she's like around 72.
Not bad, 77.
Right, I'm just, the old form isn't what it used to be, Jim. You know,
the last one is a bit of, if I said the name Julie Kavner to you.
That does not ring a bell. Who's
no,
Julie
I didn't
Kavner?
Think it might ring a bell.
Kavner.
Kavner, yeah, K-A-V-N-E-R. Julie Kavner is Marge Simpson.
Oh, well.
She's the voice of Marge Simpson. And obviously Patty and Selma as well.
Yeah, but Marge is...
Marge, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if you were... See, you'd be too young probably, but I have a feeling Julie Kavner was in a television show donkeys years ago called The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I remember The Mary
Tyler Moore Show. Do you remember?
I do remember it.
Well, do you remember that she...
At the start, she used to come out and she danced and she throws her hat up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was like, she lived in a flat.
That's right.
And she had like a flatmate that, or either lived with her or across the hall or something. And I have a feeling that was Julie Kavner.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
That is gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, look at that. Now talk about two real donkeys here. We don't remember much of The Simpsons, but the things they were in before The Simpsons.
We can't remember the Pretenders hits.
Yeah, but we can remember well The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Now that was comedy.
Anyway, so I don't know how, I was trying to help you put a face on her, because in fairness, if you're going off Marge Simpson's
it's
voice,
hard to know. Yeah.
It might be hard to
but
know. But
you could
tell you what it will do is,
yeah,
it is a significant birth.
Right, she's 80.
70.
Ah, for the love of God. So the Mary Tyler Moore Show was made in the 30s.
Yeah, Dr. Alban, Sing Hallelujah, and Come On Eileen, 80s classic from Dexy's Midnight Runners just ahead of that. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 6:26. We are miles early for the headlines.
Oh,
there was nothing
right
in the birthdays.
Oh, yeah, because I was... Well, there was something in the birthdays. It was just, once again, filled to the brim of my nonsense mistakes. But I can't believe I've gotten so bad at them. I mean, like, there was a time, and I was thinking about it, I used to come in and it was like, after post.
Yeah.
One
away, maybe.
How often was the tense music played?
Oh,
when I was doing the
regular basis.
Regular games.
Regular
to
basis.
To the point, how often did you sit in that room and you and Mike would go, he's cheating. Look at him, he's cheating. He must be. There's no way someone could get them this close or that right all the time. Never cheated. And now I'm not within an ass's roar of getting any of them right.
I would have thought this is the norm. Because to be honest, I couldn't. I mean, if I was to do it, I wouldn't. This would be... Your bad form would be my regular form.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get with... I couldn't. I have no memory of anything.
I'm going to have to... there was a method, and I've obviously... I imagine forgetting your own method. I mean, seriously.
But the one you invented.
Yeah. Where was working? And then I got cocky and I forgot
the
system.
Listen, there's a chance to redeem yourself. It's Paddy's birthday today.
Happy very birthday, Paddy.
Now, I don't know how old Paddy is, but you have met him.
I have met Paddy a few times at matches and stuff.
Yeah, and on our trips to Cork.
That's right, yeah.
In the voodoo rooms and whatnot.
So I have met Paddy.
So happy birthday, Paddy, by the way, from Antoness and Harry, right?
Yeah.
But do you want to try and... Now, I don't know the answer to this, so I'll be relying on Antoinette to tell me whether you're right.
Are you going
to
make me do someone else?
I just thought you might want to... You know what I mean? Based on how the official kind of celebrity birthdays went, I thought you might want to, have another stab at it.
Paddy... I'm going to say Paddy is not too far off the same age as myself.
Okay.
It's Paddy's 45th birthday.
45, right, okay. Now,
I'm probably miles away.
Let's see whether we can get an answer to this.
I actually
live
feel bad.
On the air.
I meant 35, so is what I meant.
Hopefully Antoness is texting as we speak. I don't see any sign of it, but let's hang in there.
And also,
Antoness.
I tell you...
Your guess is 45?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the answer.
Oh, jeepers. Stay for a second. I thought,
oh my God! Your guess was 45.
Yeah,
the answer's 42.
Sorry, Paddy.
42.
I should have known you. I should have counted the rings on your nose the last time I met you.
I can't believe you aged that man the way you did.
I think Paddy did that to himself. I don't think that was all my doing now.
Anyway, listen. Happy birthday to you, Paddy. Enjoy it.
Happy birthday, Paddy.
From Harry and Antoness and all of us here as well,
big
of course.
Big Cork City fan.
And look, I know there's... I tell you, I'm going to say this early doors because, to be fair, Elaine has been on and she wanted to wish her daughter, or Leah, I think it is, the best of luck with the Leaving Cert results today.
Oh, that's right.
Now, obviously, we're going to get a lot of that in all through the morning.
We are going to get a lot of that.
So, we may just resort to doing a general... Best of luck to everybody.
We might have to. Yeah, we might have to do. Well done,
but
everyone.
Leah, since you're in ahead of the game, best of luck today with your Leaving Cert results. Hopefully it all goes well for everybody.
Even though I didn't have a lot to do with you. You know what I mean? They sort of took over, didn't they, this year?
Right, 6:29, it's time to catch up on the latest headlines. Here's John.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. How are you, sir?
Very well, good morning.
Good stuff. Look at this, John got the short straw again, PJ. He was hoping against hope, but no, it happened.
It's the longest short straw anyone could ever get because he's stuck with us now for
months.
2 months, so
yeah.
He is.
Yeah. Now, he is campaigning. He has launched an appeal.
To get him out.
To Andy Bad News. You know what I mean? But
which will be heard in due course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're hearing it around the end of October. I think they said they're going to get around to it.
Yeah. Just when all the good news has come and gone, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. You can tell John's excited to be part of the big show.
It's great, yeah.
Absolutely. Reveling in it. Yeah.
Yeah, he got his special 4:30 alarm call. He has its gilded, personalised version of it and all now for the next couple of months.
It's nothing he'd love more. What did we talk about? Other than it's just starting to get cold and it's just going to be starting to get wet. And
well, this is the thing. It's you know, you take your point, but it's still 22 degrees later today. So it's yeah, this mad, humid weather in September. You know the Indian summer thing?
Yeah.
Never really happens, but you might get a few days of sunshine up until the middle of September.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
Well, it's the leave-in cert. You know, the leave-in cert results are out today. Then next week it'll be absolutely freezing again, you know. So you kind of have to go with the flow of the Irish late autumn.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Take it as it comes.
We will do. We'll take you as you come, John. I'll have to say it's all gone well as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
I tell you, by the end of this, John, you'll be sorry to leave us, you know.
Yeah, be different. Yeah.
We'll have turned them, won't
that's
we?
That's one of those real passive aggressive. Yeah, it will be different.
Yeah.
It certainly will be different.
Yeah. The Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams, Take It Easy from the Eagles, just ahead of that Monday, 7th of September, almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks a million, folks, for letting us hang out with you. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well in this morning, 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout. A lot of them looking to get involved in the hit bit on what will be a Double Money Monday. More about that in a second. But a few bits and pieces, PJ, you might be of interest to you. Dan in Cork has been putting a lot of thought into what's happening with your birthday thing.
I'm so off form. I can't figure it out for the life.
How you've gone from being hero
to
less
below
than,
zero. Below zero, yeah.
So he's had a bit of a think about it and he's come up with this. He says, PJ, it's simple. You need to be in a room with an award-winning comedian to get your birthday mojo back, says Dan in Cork. Maybe he stumbled across it. Maybe the fact is you are suffering from, what's that thing called? Separation anxiety. Maybe on your own, in that padded cell of your own, maybe you just don't feel right.
Yeah. Well, if I die, I you know something? If I was missing you until this point, I certainly don't anymore.
It could be separation anxiety.
But that will never not be upsetting for me, by the way. It will never not be upsetting that Jim is the one with the award for stand-up. It will never not rub me up the
wrong
way.
It was a show thing. We were all in it together, Mike and you and me.
Oh, my God. It was my show! You won the award for being on my show! Oh.
Look,
and
then, come
I,
on.
And I wouldn't mind. And he's like, oh, no. What I mean is, this is what he does, is the radio show.
Yeah, we were all in it together. Yeah,
it literally says Jim stands up on the award. Jim McCabe stands up. It literally says it on the award. It's not a mention of us, others, except for Jim. And where did they hang it? It's over my desk.
Well, there you go. We wanted to make sure you felt included.
That's it. Oh.
I just mean, it's... I don't tell know, yourself. Man. God, you're trying to do your best for somebody.
Yeah, I did that. Oh, gee, oh my God.
Now, at the risk...
And I thought John was being passive-aggressive this morning.
At the risk of making things worse, somebody has texted this in, and you're going to have to explain this to me. Let me see if I can tell you who this person is, right? Gary Cosgrave has texted this in to us, right? It says, morning, PJ. It's happened again. Happy 130 years, Bose. And then there's two shamrocks.
Yeah.
What's the 130 years?
The Bowles Football Club was 130 years old yesterday.
So what's it's happened again is what?
It's a chance that nobody wants to talk about. It's a chance that happens. You know
oh,
I mean?
Is it?
Yeah.
It's right. It's one from the terraces.
It is. It's one from the chat. Yeah. But you see, there was a while there when we were the ones singing it. And now we're not the ones singing it anymore.
Right.
And now he's basically doing... I tell you, I'm getting some kicking this morning, aren't I? From the award-winning comedian.
Is that another passive-aggressive thing?
That is absolutely what that is. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
It's happened again. Basically, he's talking about Rovers have beaten...
Right. Enough said.
Bohemians again. Yeah. And not only is he doing that, he's trying to rub salt in the wound. Maybe that will ruin the birthday party.
The other thing as well is the... We didn't even mention the fact of, you know, the Ireland, the actual national...
Ireland-Finland.
Yeah. The actual national side getting beaten.
Beaten by Finland, yeah. What? Did you watch any of it?
I didn't.
I watched a bit of it, and then I had to go and do something online, actually, for the birthday, for Bowes 130th.
Oh, right, okay.
And I missed the end of it. And by all accounts, I'm kind of happy about that. I don't know. I mean, but, you know, it's Stephen. He's new. He's brand new in the job.
Yeah.
This is where you can go mental now and sort of say, "Girl, useless." I'd say, look what happened with Ryan Giggs and everything too. I just like take our time, bit of patience. We've a lot of rebuilding to do. Let's not lose. And it's only the Nations League. I mean, to be honest, you know what I mean. Still don't even know how it works. You get 4 points for a volley or something. It's the mad still competition. I wouldn't be too hard on anyone yet. We're only rebuilding again.
Absolutely. Who's this now? Let me just see if I can give you a name on this one as well. This is Ian. Ian has been on from Cork. To say, Jim, make sure to tell PJ that all the Leeds fans were Shamrock Rovers fans at the weekend. Oh my god.
This is when you start regretting all the crack you've been coming out with for everything I've been saying until this point.
I text PJ over the weekend. There's a movie, and it's been around a long time, the movie, okay? So I'm not claiming it's a new movie, but I've been wanting to see it for ages, right? And it's very well known, it's called The Damned United.
Yeah, I've never seen it,
And it's about that very specific period in kind of Leeds history when Brian Clough went in after Don Revie. Don Revie went to become the England manager and Brian Clough went in and Leeds were champions. They just literally won the English First Division and whatever. And Clough only lasted 44 days and it was like really acrimonious or whatever. But the movie's brilliant.
I have to watch it.
It's not absolutely 100% accurate.
Well,
it takes a few liberties, as all movies do, like we were saying the other day.
Yeah.
Loosely on a true story.
What, like, are all the Leeds team, are they all Americans? That's normally what they do to make a movie, is they must make everyone American.
It's a really good movie. But I thought you particularly...
Is it on Netflix? Ages.
No, you see, I recorded it off from BBC Four. It was on BBC Four, and I recorded it, and then watched it one afternoon.
Oh, okay,
it's a great movie, though. You'd really enjoy it.
I definitely would.
And there's some funny.
I'd enjoy anything where Leeds are suffering. Yeah, I would. It'd be great. Yeah.
There's a few things. I won't go into it too much, but when you do see it, I'll talk to you about it.
Oh, Daddy, I might even watch it tonight.
Worth seeing if you can find it. But actually, I don't know where you. If anybody knows where PJ could get that, because I don't think it's on Netflix.
No,
mind you, you do have, you know, you know your connection with the Russians and all.
I have a magic wand in Russia. I can try using that. It might work.
Yeah. Also, by the way, just to clarify, we were talking about Julie Kavner's birthday earlier on. I said she was in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She wasn't.
Oh.
She was in a show called Rhoda.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But hold on, wasn't Rhoda the spin-off?
It was a spin-off of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. But apparently she'd gone for a casting for Mary Tyler Moore Show and didn't get it and then got cast in the spin-off.
How can be cast in a spin-off if you weren't in the original?
Because she was like a new character. She was one of the sisters or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I can't understand that you can be in a spin-off if you weren't in the original. Surely that's what makes it a spin-off.
Exactly. Right, listen, what have we got for you today? The big one, of course, is Double Money Monday. How much are we playing for? It's fortunes. 3.5, is it?
3,500 euros. It's loads of money. Yeah. 3,500 grand. This hit bit is just growing ever so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I love saying that word. Ever so much it's growed.
Ever so much.
So, yeah, you know what to do. You can register any time this morning. And when it's this amount of money, there's going to be loads of people wanting to play.
Absolutely.
Listen to it on classichits.ie as many times as you like.
And by the way, I'm hoping that he's there at the end of this line, because the West is awake and Magic Mike is back in action today. Are you there,
Good
Michael?
Good morning, fellas.
Look at that, by the wonders of technology.
Yeah, so I'm here in Galway, for the first time this morning. And yeah, I'm all well. You can hear me okay and all that.
I tell you something, it's crystal clear. It's great. So how's it been then? How's the relocation been?
Yeah, so far so good. Like, it seemed like the longest 2 weeks of my entire life, because obviously we moved county within the 2 weeks. But we've kind of settled down now and all is good so far.
Do you feel
so
like a proper Galwegian?
I feel a little bit, I feel a little bit country, I suppose. The wind is different here. As in, it's very windy.
Right.
Yeah. So are you wearing dungarees to stop the draft getting up your T-shirt? Like?
No, not yet.
Excellent. So have you taken on any particular kind of, you know, local traditions at all?
Not particularly yet. I've been back and forth to Dublin a good bit, but I have. I bought a pair of hiking boots yesterday because my fancy runners were not appropriate for the terrain I was walking on. That's about it.
Started. He's going to become windswept and interesting now.
Yeah.
You can imagine
he's
how
he's going to start writing poetry at the top of hills.
I was just saying. You can imagine how he's going to blend in now and go when he's walking into the pubs if they open. Going, wow, I came here with a set of runners that turned out not to be appropriate for the terrain. All the locals will be going, all right, and you're feeling like one of us now, are you?
I'm going to be like one of those American tourists in the, I don't know, the fluorescent jacket.
I'm from Galway, Joe.
What you should start doing, Mike, is you should start wandering around really annoying people by going, well, I'll tell you, back in Dublin, here's what we do.
Yeah, I hear they love that.
See how long that lasts. Hey, I could show you a fix for that. Back in Dublin, this is the way we do it. Yeah. But anyway, listen.
These runners are perfectly appropriate for the terrain over there.
You guys should try get paths and roads. Right, good stuff, Mike. We'll be talking to you lots over the next little while. Magic Mike is standing by. He's in charge once again. And if you want to impress him and get yourself on to have a go for $3,500 on the Hitbit, usual story applies. 087-188-0008. Let us know you want to play. Don't give us your guess. And do check out all the previous guesses on classichits.ie. Brand new prize courtesy of Specsavers on the breakfast table quiz. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. And who knows, have you anything else going on in your head that you want to
we've got quite a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. The main thing I want to talk about, might do a little bit later on, is the poor French fella who blew up his house trying to swat a fly in a pure temper. I mean, that's pretty incredible. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a man right after
in
your
case,
own heart.
In case you've been in a bad mood lately, this lad really takes the cake.
Yeah, the Human League, 80s classic, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday. Morning to you folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Thanks so many for letting us hang out with you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. No question about what the big news today is. Double Money Monday. €3,500 on the line if you can tell us what our hit bit is. Magic Mike back in action. He's live from the West this morning. We spoke to him a little bit earlier on, so he's taking care of business. He's the man you need to impress if you want to get on and have a go before 8 o'clock. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy a crack at the Hitbit. Who wouldn't, in fairness? Three and a half grand.
It's so much money on the Hitbit this morning.
Impressive.
Today is the day we want to give it away to. Double Money Mondays are when you want to be doing it.
Big style. 087-188-0008. You may as well get in nice and early. Do check out classichits.ie as well for the previous guesses. But as I say, Magic Mike is standing by, so he's the man you need to impress upon the need to get on and have a go. In the meantime, though, it looks like it's rolled around again, has it?
It's rolled around again. It's
see what it did there.
I did see what you did there.
Rolling from Limp Bizkit.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought you were...
Oh my God, I can't believe it was wasted on you.
It was.
How often do you get a chance on this show to play a bit of Limp Bizkit?
Very rarely. Oh my God. I'd say like this is the one and only chance we're ever going to have, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But look, it happens every year. The Brits release a big list, a very important list every year.
Yeah.
And that list is something that affects us all. Because let's face it, whether we like it or not, our tastes and flavours cross over with the Brits. And they have done their annual survey to find out what is and where are Britain's best tasting and most favourite biscuits.
Right.
Where they go on their list. And I have their list. I have their top 10 list.
Impressive.
Which means we have to do what we did every last year and every year before that and compile our own top 10 list.
Why? Do you think that there would, like year to year, you think there would be changes in...
There is.
Like there might be like new kids on the block kind of thing.
Do you know something? There is.
And really?
You're dead right. There has been a huge American influx into the biscuit flavours of the world over the last year.
Right.
Last 12 months, there's been all kinds of America's ices.
So do I have to stop playing Limp Bizkit now and play our countdown?
I guess
top
you do,
10?
Yeah, because we have to get into the business.
It's quite enjoying listening to a bit of roll and roll and roll. Right, okay, all right, I'll stop it then and do this instead.
Yeah, I love this. I always just want to turn into, yeah, how's it going? What a great time. I've been looking forward to this thing because this has had to kill so much time to just read out a list. I got to say, here we go, number 10. I don't even know what these are, but the British have decided that number 10, just squeezing in at the very end there, is the Crunch Cream. Not sure what a Crunch Cream is.
Crunch Cream.
Didn't make the list at all last year. Wasn't even anywhere near the top 10 last year. But the Crunch Cream is right there at number 10 this year. So
I have to confess, it sounds like something I might like.
It does, anything.
Crunch Cream. I do like a bit of crunch.
Same here. And anything where it's like, you know, the initial brittle breaking followed by the creamy deliciousness of pretty much anything is always a good
for
thing
for a biscuit
to
we know nothing about. We've given it a big sell.
We have now the one that came number two in the Irish survey last year that we conducted ourselves.
Right.
The bourbon cream comes in at number nine.
Bourbon cream.
With the Brits, yes.
Bourbon cream's a weird one there because, I tell you, it's one of those ones that if somebody asked me, I wouldn't immediately think of it.
Would you
but
not?
My God, when I have one, I do enjoy it.
Oh, they're so delicious.
I do
delicious.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, they're so delicious. Everything about them should be wrong. They smell weird. They look weird.
But that,
they feel
you go.
Weird. But they're so delicious.
That's
I
my
love
point.
Them.
It wouldn't come to mind initially, but then you suddenly munch into one. You go, hello.
Yeah, it smells. It looks like it fell out of an elf in his hat or something. And they're just gorgeous. The Maryland cookie. There you go. There's your new kids on the block. The American influence at number eight.
So now, what distinguishes a Maryland cookie from your average cookie?
Well, it's the original chocolate chip cookie. They're very small. They come in the box and they're all crumbled in together, so they're not packed the same. They're slightly different.
I tell you what they are. Addictive.
Addictive.
That's one of those.
They're the Pringles of biscuits.
They are. Exactly the phrase I was going to use. Once you pop, you just can't stop. That bag is open, it's going to be empty.
It's going to be empty. And you think you're not doing so much harm because they're only small little fellas. In fact, you eat 130 of them. Is where the damage is really done.
Exactly.
Number seven, the Jammy Dodger. Go on, Jammy Dodger. That made our top five.
Proper retro, that is.
That's
I can't believe
retro.
That's still hanging in there.
Oh, well, look, if a bourbon cream is still around, the Jammy Dodger. But I know what you mean. The bourbon cream feels timeless, whereas the Jammy Dodger does feel like it had its day. It's like
does.
The prawn cocktail or the Viennese whirl.
It feels like it should have been around when Formica was a thing in kitchens.
Yeah. It really does, yeah.
Like, it's kind of, you know, a bit of plastic jam in there.
The jam, have you ever seen jam so hard?
But that's what I'm saying. You could, like, you could build houses with the jam out of it.
Cut your tongue.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. The custard cream, the humble custard cream number six. Say no more.
It's a classic.
Is what it is.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a. You know what it is? It's the Liverpool Football Club. It always. It's never going anywhere. The chocolate hobnob at number five.
Ooh.
Our number one last year.
Was it a chocolate hobnob?
Yeah, and a controversial choice because it's a very British biscuit.
Right.
The chocolate hobnob, but it was the number one last year. People just love chocolate hobnobs. I don't blame them. It feels like a cake. It feels like an entire cake. One of them. Oh, you feed a family on one of them.
Like a chocolate hobnob above a chocolate digestive.
Yeah. Well, I can give you answers here now or we can go. I can't remember where the chocolate digestive came in the Irish one. In our one last year. I don't know. But we'll keep going for now.
Right, okay.
The Jaffa cake at number four.
Brilliant. I literally bought a couple of packets of them at the weekend.
My favourite. My personal favourite, of course.
Love Jaffa cakes.
Even though they are technically a cake and there was a card case over it and everything.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely.
My God, I tell you.
My favourite ever.
A Jaffa cake.
My favourite ever.
I have to confess, that's a bit like we were talking about earlier. That's a bit of a once you pop. When they're open.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have a Jaffa cake. You have a packet of Jaffa cakes.
Exactly.
Like, and anyone that doesn't is as weird. So you have to eat. You go hard. If you leave in the drawer for half an hour, it's hard anyway. Chocolate fingers, number three. Great choice. Fantastic. Right. Everybody loves them.
Now, again, we're back into that, like, no such thing as one or two.
No.
It's, you know, you count them by the packet.
I love when you hold, like, three of them, like, your little pig, a savage. You ever do that? You hold, like, three of them in your hand and just bite them all.
Are you a sucker now? Would you put one in, would you suck the chocolate off the biscuit?
No, I'm a muncher. Break them. It's a munch. I don't get this sucking and nibbling.
Do you do that thing where you ram the whole one? The whole thing sideways into your mouth so that your cheeks have points.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. And my ex-missus, she does this weird thing where she nibbles it like a rabbit eats a carrot. It all goes in. All the way in.
Oh, my God, like a tree shredder.
Yeah, like that. It's mad the way she eats.
Deadly.
Shortbread. Now, that's where me and Mike fall out. He hates shortbread. I absolutely love shortbread.
Yeah,
I don't know how anyone couldn't. I love it.
Scottish buttery stuff is fantastic.
Oh, my God, Jim, stop. It's like...
Brilliant.
Oh, it's like toast just as it goes. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And now Mike's in Galway now. You know he's doing all that.
Oh, don't you worry about it. We'll be getting Mike's input.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can bet your life on it.
And the number one, you kind of bet me to the punch on it, was it is the chocolate digestive this year.
Is it?
It is the number one. The Brits have chosen it as their absolute number one biscuit.
It is a bit of a classic.
It's an absolute classic. It really is. It's an absolute classic. Would you stop the lights? I know.
Like, if somebody sticks out, you know, a few biscuits with your cup of tea, and you see, like, you feel you need to have a bit of chocolate on something, don't you?
You do, yeah. Even though a lot of weirdos out there...
If you're trying to impress people.
I still think that the bottom of the biscuit is the chocolate bit, when we all know that's the top, because you put chocolate on a biscuit, not under a biscuit. Anyway, that's a different issue. We can have that fight another time.
What is that again? Did I miss that?
Yeah, I think maybe... We had to go to the biscuit companies to get the answer and everything from
them. Right. So, somebody was saying you put the chocolate on the...
So if you put the biscuit in your mouth, what way do you put the biscuit in your mouth?
A chocolate digestive?
Yeah.
Chocolate up.
Right. Insane. It doesn't matter.
Am I doing it wrong? You're supposed to eat a chocolate down, are you?
It's about, yeah, which is technically upside down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm none the wiser now.
Am I doing it wrong or am I doing it right?
You do whatever you want to do. I'm going to just sit over here disgusted. So now what you need to do now is to find...
That's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, look, Jim, it really doesn't matter what you do. I'm going to be disgusted and annoyed at you.
Imagine taking the chocolate off your tongue. I mean, why would you take it off your tongue? I don't know.
Oh, right, so that's what you're saying. Right, so it's supposed to be chocolate on the tongue when you eat it, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you do you. You know what I mean? And the other fellow doesn't even like shortbread.
Right, so chocolate digestive came out as number one.
Chocolate digestive.
I have to say, that's not a bad list.
It's not a bad list. It's a good
list.
It's a couple of bogeymen on it. In that, like, you know, does Jaffa Cake belong in a list of biscuits at all?
Well,
by just being the shape.
You get no argument from me.
I think it should always be in there. But there's also, like, how many things are being missed out here? There's the regular digestive, the Oreo, the American Influence, the Nice biscuits, I love one of them, the Garibaldi's. Yes. So what's been left out? Make our Irish list. Let us know what the Irish top 10 is.
And then if technically you're going to include, you know, because if you have a chocolate digestive, which is, yes, very much obviously a biscuit, but if you end up then, for example, with, you know, the yellow snacks.
Yeah.
Is that a biscuit?
Or is it a chocolate bar?
Exactly.
It's such a confusing world we live in.
It's a minefield.
I tell you, since coronavirus came along, I don't know anything anymore. I don't know me biscuits from me cakes.
Right, let us know then. What, do you agree with that? Is there anything that was, like, you know, desperately left out that should never be ignored?
Well, they're already screaming Mikados. This is Ireland.
Losing My Religion, R.E.M. here at Classic Hits. It's almost 7:23. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Sometimes, PJ, I think that people don't listen to us.
Why is that now? Why are you?
Somebody's WhatsApped in, what about the humble custard cream? Sure, that was on the list.
Oh, was it? Yeah, that
somebody
was on
else
the list.
Says, what about, how did shortbread not make the list? It was on the list.
It's number two.
So I think sometimes people don't listen to what we say at all. Under normal circumstances, that might be very wise.
Fair play to you.
But in this instance,
we had a big fight about shortbread. It was the whole thing. Magic Mike, he nearly ruined shortbread.
He doesn't even recognise shortbread as an eatery.
For my ma's birthday, someone gave her a big thing of shortbread this year.
Right.
And with a bit of luck, thankfully, in our age now, the old indigestion won't let her have it. So I was gifted... Poor present of a lovely tin of Scottish shortbread.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Magic Mike, who wasn't even with me at the time, ruined it. Because every time I ate it, I went, I could hear him going, bleh,
bleh. Mike, what exactly is your issue with shortbread, per se?
It is, I'll tell you what it's like now. It's like eating sawdust. I'd say if you put a knob of butter into sawdust, mix it around, that's what it is. That's what the factory of shortbread is.
That's shocking.
So basically,
behavior, isn't it?
You'll always find a shortbread factory next to a sawmill.
Exactly. It's vile. It's not to have it down as a biscuit.
Do you not love that lovely butteriness?
So good. Sometimes with a cup of tea and all.
No, absolutely not. Don't tell me you dip it into tea, do you?
Oh, I know, I don't dip anything, but sure, you may as well. I keep it in my mouth and I do a little bit like, I swig it. And I do the wishy-washy in my mouth.
You can only imagine.
So nice.
So what is it for you, Michael, as a matter of interest then?
Well, I will say this now, speaking about tins of biscuits, a biscuit assortment tin is probably my favourite thing in the world, but I know that's cheating.
Well, I was just going to say, literally, Mike, what's your favourite biscuit? All of them.
Yeah, I want all of them, please.
Yes, I'd like all of them in one tin.
Daddy, I want everything.
No, but you know the ones with the two tiers, the little roundy ones and the sticky ones. Oh,
it's anyway. What was the name of those ones? There was afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea.
Fox.
There was your Fox.
Yeah.
They were the USA ones, weren't they?
USA. That was the one. Yeah. I remember those tins. And you get so disappointed running around the house. You think you found a new one. You open it up. Your ma's sewing and all is in it. Oh, jeepers. You're there. Why haven't you seen your sewing in 30 years? Why do you have that under the stairs?
By the way, while we have you, Mike, we should get your opinion on this, right? This thing about, you know, when is a biscuit not a biscuit or whatever. Because I was saying, you know, if you're going to basically say a chocolate-covered biscuit, like a chocolate digestive at number one, whether the yellow snack would qualify as a biscuit.
Yeah, big question,
right?
I think.
And, somebody has just weighed in with a great comment. This, let me see who's this. Who said this. This is Al, right? Just reminded us of the famous slogan, if you like, what is it?
Oh, yeah, if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. That'll do it.
There you go.
It's a self-professed biscuit then, yeah.
The club milk.
So it does count.
What do you think, Michael?
Oh, the club milk now in a snack bar, that's controversial, but I would put a pink snack in. I'd put them all in a storage tin. Yeah, and I wouldn't complain.
Basically, if you can get it into a tin, Michael accepted as a biscuit. Yeah,
except for shortbread, in which case obviously. He just says it's wood pile.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That isn't a biscuit.
Yeah, he puts that in his fire. Anyway, right, listen, Mike, thanks for that. Let us know, 087-188-0008. The only thing really that's come in that's been kind of, you know, not on our list is the kind of Mikados.
Yeah, the Mikado, which I'm shocked at.
Yeah.
All of them, the Kimberley, the Mikado, the coconut cream, they are all, like, they're all tremendous in their own way.
Yeah.
I have my own order of preference, and since they started covering them all with chocolate, it's changed my world, I have to say. You know, they'd be well up there on my preference list, right, absolutely.
Let's see how it goes. 087-188-0008. Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, 20-8 here at Classic Hits. Hitbit on the way, final call to get involved. Magic Mike is standing by the WhatsApp machine. Let him know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, just let us know if you want to play. He'll get you on. €3,500, of course, is what you'll be playing for. 087-188-0008. Now, we were talking about the biscuit thing. You can keep rolling those in. If you want to make a suggestion as to the...
Would like to compile that top 10 again.
What should be on the Irish list? We've given you the English one. Magic Mike has popped it up on social as well, so you can check it out there. But it's food of a different kind now, is it?
Yeah, I have to say, some people have been ingenious when it came to keeping their businesses going and all of that sort of thing during this pandemic crisis and COVID-19 and all the annoyance and nuisance, the killer of joy that it has been. And a lot of people didn't have the same sort of cash to spend. And so, you know, businesses, when it came to food deliveries, struggled a little bit. So they're trying to think, how can we get people to part with their cash? What can we offer them? Something a little bit more than the food. Well, fair play to this fella. A guy called, let me get this right, Masanori Sugiura, who owns a sushi restaurant in Japan. And he sort of, he went down the local gym and he found a load of bodybuilders who were not able to compete and were kind of out of work due to the pandemic. And he goes, tell you what, lads, a few quid in it for you. Would you deliver the food sort of with your tops off and your man ditties and all, you'd be looking gorgeous in the garden and everything. And the lad says, yeah, and it's worked out a treat for him. An absolute treat. So it's called Delivery Macho. He calls it Delivery Macho. Now you have to spend a few quid. You don't get it for, like, you know, you could ring up and say, give us an old tree and one. You don't get it.
Get it for ordering a starter.
No,
I'll just have to, I'll just send us up a soup and some prawn crackers.
And your man there with your, you know, with the small pants and the top half and all. No, you have to spend a 66 quid, an equivalent to 66 quid.
So
So there'd have to be a few of you having a lot of food, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then if you spend your 66 quid, Delivery Macho will arrive, the full bodybuilders, sweltering hunks of fish delivery, will arrive into your garden looking their absolute best. And it's flying. He says he's doing 10 of those orders every single day now.
Oh, my God.
And it's picking up more and more all the time. He's got loads of attention on social media over the course, because every time Delivery Macho turns up, somebody's got the phone out going, look at your man there with his sushi pants on him and all. Jeepers.
So they literally just show up like a normal delivery person, ring the bell or knock on the door, do whatever. Hand it over and then go on their way.
And
do they stand there after they've handed you this stuff and do a small posing show in your garden.
I think they do a little bit of a flex. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a huge thing. There's a little bit of flexing going on. Of course, they still have to wear their face masks and everything. So they're wearing their masks.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's all masks.
But then again, there wasn't that many people looking at their faces.
True enough. All masks, no T-shirts. There's a saying like that somewhere, I can't think of it now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a sort of a novel, silly old idea. I suppose if you were going to get a load of sushi from one place, and then you were like, why shouldn't we get it from your man? Asher, get delivery, macho, at least we'll have a bit of a laugh out of it, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But it's flying. It's absolutely flying. Like, and even the gym that the lads are coming from is flying, because there's a chance of an extra few quid in it if you're macho enough for delivery macho, you know?
Right.
Gee, but I tell you something. I obviously,
there you go. This could be a new option for you.
You know what I mean? Stop.
You're like, with so much spare time in your hands. You know what I mean? And you love
as
the old bike.
Anyone would pay for me to be turning up.
Well, it'd be fantastic. You'd have the combination of you being muscle bound and also
muscle bound. I'm not muscle bound. Are you joking me?
You'd have the combination of your gym body. And then you'd also have the added advantage of it being like a comic strip. Imagine they could be reading your tattoos.
So imagine the difference. They're going, did anyone here order a curry? There's a tattooed half naked fella in the garden. I don't know whether I should let him in with the food or call the guards. Yeah, he says he's freezing with someone throwing out a jacket.
That's the other thing as well. To be fair, I suppose if you did try and do it in Ireland, you'd have these shriveled lads rocking up at your door.
I don't think this is an Irish thing. Yeah, shriveled lads in tracksuit bottoms. Still having a, like, you know what I mean? The face mask wrapped around the chin. Counting through the change because he's has to carry it all in his hand because there's no jacket to put a pocket in, like, to put it in or anything.
Right, so we're saying it mightn't take off now on this side of the world.
I'd imagine it's something that even in that side of the world will just last for a little while. But what about it? Someone's getting a bit of a laugh out of it. Mind you, we're all to talk about biscuits and the talk of, you know, how Magic Mike there. Maybe I will start doing a Jaffa Cake and Half the Nip delivery. Might need a better name than that. Jaffa Cake and Half the Nip delivery doesn't really have a ring to it, but you never know.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit, it is worth an absolutely massive, ridiculous £3,500 today. The response people trying to get their hands on it is unreal. So let's give you one last listen before we get stuck in. Here it is. That's it, €3,500 worth. And Kieran is going to go first this morning. Kieran O'Connor, how are you?
How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
I'm not bad at all, Kieran. What's the story? Where are you today? What part of the country are you in?
I'm from Cork City.
Very good, very
Cork
good.
Cork City, good stuff.
Did you have a decent weekend, Kieran? Did you get up to anything?
Just quite weekend, really. You know, but hopefully, if I win this, I'll have a good weekend.
Absolutely.
I'd say you will.
You should do a decent old weekend with £3,500, that's for sure.
Oh, it's be fabulous.
Stick it in your old Christmas pot, I do now. You can always already get the smell of that coming. So what do you think then, Kieran? We'd love to give you a few quid.
It's an old song, but it's Dee Martin, That's Amore.
That's Amore! Wow! I haven't thought about that even for ages.
Right, and that's a genuine, genuine bona fide classic here. We're going west, where Magic Mike is there with all of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Mike, what is the story?
Can you imagine, Kieran? Great guess, by the way, but can you imagine the celebrations if Kieran won this? Like, bells would ring, ting-a-ling, ling. And he'll sing Vita Bella, but unfortunately you won't be doing that, Kieran, it's wrong.
Sorry about that, Kieran.
Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself.
Right,
thanks. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Lads,
the inspiration from the West has already begun.
It started already.
That was a very good start. Una's waiting patiently. Hiya, Una Thompson. What's the crack? How are you getting on?
Hi, PJ. Very well, thank you.
What was the story with you on the weekend? Did you get out and do anything?
Just to the pub.
All right. Yeah, well, that's right.
That's allowed.
As long as you had your substantial meal.
It's all right, Uni. You're among friends here. You don't have to hide it.
She said it was like...
No, I'm not hiding it.
I was actually illegal.
I was in the pub. Oh no, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh God.
That's okay, Una.
Well, that's okay, Una. What's it like where you are this morning? Where are you?
In Cork City.
Oh, you're in Cork as well.
Oh, geez, Cork is very well represented this morning.
Well, I tell you, maybe Una, maybe if you know Ciarán, you can make a mad jealous there. So, yeah. So take a guess. So, what do you think it is?
Well, you just played the song that I was going to guess, which is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Oh, okay. Right.
So is that your guess? That's what you're going for, yeah? Blondie, yeah. Heart of Glass. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Right, okay. Magic Mike.
Okay, well, Blondie may have a heart of glass. Unfortunately for you, I have a heart of stone because it is wrong.
Oh. Thanks, Mike.
No bother.
Yeah. It's his favourite thing, you know. It's his favourite thing.
I know.
Una, take care of yourself. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Well done, Michael.
I think he's back with good form.
I tell you something. The two-week break has done you the world of good, you know. It's recharged the pun batteries.
In fairness, it's all downhill from here, but I'll take it.
Right, so Double Money Monday slips by for us. It means, of course, Niall Boylan has the chance to give away the big cash at a quarter to two.
A quarter to two, not a quarter to one, like I constantly contradict you. A quarter to two, you get another go at Niall.
Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Hopefully you're in good form. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. If you want to get involved in the breakfast table quiz, we've a cracking prize with Specsavers this week, so we'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. But nothing to beat on a Monday, so always a good time to get involved. While you're thinking about that, there's a little bit of French cafe music in the background.
Yes, of course, we all know the French who are notoriously calm and tranquil people who... No, never known to lose the temper at all. You know,
I'll tell you something. They are the French, though. To be fair to them, they do have a bit of a reputation for, you know, reacting.
They do, yeah, they do.
You know what I mean?
Ah, yeah.
When they get angry, they like to let people know they're angry.
You know about it, yeah. Should there be a strike over there if the tea went cold?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Fair play to them for standing up for themselves. They take no messing around. But a man in France is accidentally, well, he just look. I suppose, was it his fault? Who knows? He was eating his dinner there on Friday, right? On Friday evening. So he's a retired man. He's sitting in the house, trying to eat his dinner. And you know the way little things can really get to you sometimes. Well, a fly was going around him. He was like swatting the fly, very upset with himself. And then he went, sacre bleu! And reached for the electric fly swatter. You know them electric fly swatters?
Electric fly swatter?
Do you know them? They're like, they look like a tennis racket. Do you ever see them?
Yeah, right.
And there's a battery and you hit a button. And then when you hit the fly, it goes... Bish, and it,
oh my God, it electrocutes the fly, doesn't it?
Do you never see them before?
No. I've seen them...
They're brilliant. I have one of them in the house.
I've seen them installed, as in, you know, those lights, those weird light-looking things that...
Oh no,
and these flies are, fly into them and go... Zzz.
Oh, these are great. I have one in the house, yeah. And you press a button, you hit the fly. Bzz, and it's the exact shape of a tennis racket.
Wow.
Oh, they're great jokes. Anyway. Sacre bleu. Get you better, Pujah. La! You can imagine him.
Right.
And his dinner going cold, and he's running out of patience. Anyway, the thing is, he was in the rush to get fed. He was hungry when he went in, so he had accidentally left the gas on in the house. And then he saw the fly cornered, went up to it. Blah! Poof. A little spark. He blew the kitchen up with him in it. He blew the kitchen to pieces. So the kitchen blew up and he actually blew a part of the roof off the house as well. When he hit the fly, the dinner's gone. The dinner's exploded.
Yeah, the dinner's the least of his problems.
The kitchen's completely gone. And then he's thankfully, he is not injured at all. He has minor burns on one of his hands, the one holding the swatter, I imagine. The family now have to repair the house. He's a little bit embarrassed over that. He said it's amazing he managed to avoid the catastrophe. Now, I'm reading the paper and it says here at the very bottom, it says, it is presently unknown what happened to the fly. So, the fly is still... Who knows? Maybe the fly got away with it. Maybe he contacted something else and maybe he did get the fly. I hope for his sake he did. He sacrificed an awful lot for this dinner that he never had. Family are pretty upset about the whole thing. He lives in Sud-Ouest. I'm not sure where that is. But you can imagine the embarrassment. I mean, honest to God, the poor fella. I totally get where he's coming from.
Like,
and we've all had those rages that come out of you from nowhere. Do you know that way?
Yeah, but swatting a fly to blowing up your house... It's a bit of a jump.
It is a little bit of a jump.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you know, there are such things as, like, rolled up newspapers.
I know. I suppose he didn't know the gas was on.
sprays, maybe. Although that could go horribly astray as well.
You don't want to be spraying that stuff around your dinner and all. He was sitting there with, I don't know what he had, his baguette poulet. That's the only French food I know. That means chicken roll.
Chicken roll.
That's the only one I can think of. That's, I'm pretty sure he probably had something nicer than a baguette de poulet. S'il vous plaît. So yeah, he lost the temper. Now of course he's mortified. You can only imagine his wife. That's who I really feel sorry for in all of this, because you know what people are like. And you know why fellas have these reputations. His wife, they're going, so I heard the house blew up. Yeah, what was he, what happened? The man was fighting flies.
There was a fly, right?
Yeah.
And what, you tried to kill it with explosives? No, of course he didn't. The gas was on.
Basically, he tried to gas it, and that didn't work. So he went at it with an electric fly rod. You know, and then he blew the gaff up. The humiliation of it.
Yeah.
The humiliation. And you know,
say, for example, if you spilled paint, you know what I mean? And if the best thing you could think of to sort out the spilled paint situation was, something ridiculous. Like, what could it be, PJ? Like, you and your mate standing there weeing on it.
We thought. We were only young. Like, yeah. I hit the pot of paint.
At least you didn't blow the house up.
I didn't blow the house
up.
In
fairness, it stank for a long time.
I just weed. I tried to wee paint out the door so I wouldn't get in trouble with me ma. Isn't that unbelievable, yeah? I hit the pot of paint with a hammer and the paint blew all over the place. And I thought, I have a plan, don't worry about it. If we wee on it as hard as we can towards the door.
As hard as you can,
we'll push the paint out the door. That didn't work. There was now paint and pennies all over me ma. And then I covered it with a rug. I mean, to be fair, now that I think about it, I would have been better off just blowing up the front room and saying...
You'd have probably gotten a bit of sympathy if you'd have blown something up.
At least I'd have been asked if it was all right. Yeah. My ma actually hit me with a tennis racket for that, now that I think of it. Thank God it wasn't electrified.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mind you, I still would definitely describe myself as a pest in the house. So sometimes I know what it feels like. In this situation, I know exactly what it feels like.
To
be a fly. It was just looking for a bit of food.
Right, listen, if you can compete, if you've ever been responsible for what might be termed a slight overreaction, or if the end result was not what you intended, in terms of sorting something out around the house, do feel free to let us know.
Yeah, or if you have, if like Jim, you just like to embarrass me and bring up a, like, I don't know, underpants nicking or something like that, then please feel free to do that as well.
087-188-0008.
Nothing is sacred here. I'll tell you something. I'm like a fly. You're just going to come in here and zap me with an electric racket now.
Alanis Morissette and Ironic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, almost 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. By the way, look, the best of luck to everybody involved in the whole Leaving Cert thing today, right? The results thing. Because we're getting loads of kind of people in asking for specific requests. It's just too many of them. Is the kind of problem. So look, just across the board, to everybody, if you're involved in getting Leaving Cert results today, the very best of luck with them. I hope it all works out well. The prediction seems to be pretty good, doesn't it, PJ?
Yeah, I think so.
Listening to John on the news.
They're saying that the percentages are up this year now on previous years by a few percent, which is a good sign. So hopefully everybody gets the result they're looking for.
Yeah.
If you don't be getting all upset about it either. Don't be worrying too much about it.
It's not like you blew up the house because of a fly.
Yeah, things could be a lot worse. You know what I mean? There's plenty of time. It's a weird old year, so I wouldn't be too hard on yourself no matter what happens. But anyone that does get what they're looking for, good for you.
Yeah. Somebody's just texted in, just on the subject, even though we were talking about your man who blew up his house trying to swat a fly. Somebody says, when I was a child, I was too young to reach things, so when I had this great idea of stepping onto the window ledge to grab a teddy bear... Right. However, I lost my balance and the wardrobe fell on top of me.
Oh.
Thankfully, I didn't get hurt, but my foot got stuck from those annoying string teddies that made that horrible noise that would wreck anybody's head. What were they? The thing where you pull out the string out the back?
Oh, must be one of them. And it talks to you, yeah. I know a lad.
A wardrobe falling on you.
I know a lad. He wanted to do those wall-mounted TVs. Do you remember they were a thing for a while? With the little arm, because they were right before the flatbacks, so the arm would come out. So he put one of them up and he put the TV on it, right? And then he got down on his hands and knees to plug it in, and the whole wall mount and a bit of the plasterboard and everything fell down as he was plugging it in and smashed him in the back of the head, right?
Good God.
And his wife kicked him up the arse for wrecking the wall. And he was just lying there going, what? That's my life come to. He said, I got me telly's broken, me head's sore, and the woman I love is at the boot me in the hole. He was like, you know, so it's
impressive.
Just like he said, his whole life turned upside down in a couple of seconds. He thought he was after doing a great thing.
Yeah, you see, as you say, no good deed
goes unpunished.
Tracy and Lucan says, hey lads, I caused a chemical reaction in my brand new washing machine. A big puff of white, cloudy stuff came out of the machine with a sizzling sound. I had to be outside the house for 2 hours.
Oh my God. How was that? What was that all about? That sounds...
There was a brown burn mark at the back of the drum.
Chemical reaction? What did you put in it? She probably tried to power it with diesel or something, did she?
I don't know. She doesn't say.
Wow.
We'll have to get to the bottom of that. Somebody else, Sean, was on to say, I smashed our oven door. It was glass and I closed it with a bit of force. The door exploded, glass flying everywhere. I was left with the handle in me hand. Actually, that happened to you with a cup here, didn't it?
Did, yeah. Very embarrassing.
In front of the boss.
The big boss,
in front of the boss of Andy Badnews. Andy Badnews' boss.
And we were all standing there, the three of us were chatting, and I had a full cup of coffee. And the cup just jumped off the handle.
PJ was standing there holding this small ceramic handle in his hand.
And the coffee went all up the walls and the roof and everything. And there was just this broken coffee cup. And me standing in front of the boss holding the handle going... I don't know.
I don't know what to do.
So how is your day going, Mr. Bossman? That was the weirdest thing.
Brilliant. Fintan's been on saying, lads, I knocked myself down with a truck one day. I had to jump out to stop a shutter closing in it, and it rolled and knocked me down.
Oh my God.
He knocked himself down with his own truck.
That's a very difficult task. It's an amazing thing to run yourself over. Yeah. Imagine I got hit by a truck today. Oh my God, what did you catch the driver? Funny enough, I did.
Did you get a good look at him? I could tell you, I could put a good face on him.
I saw his face in the wing mirror as it was coming at me. It was me own.
That's a classic. Knocking yourself down with your own truck.
That's some going. Like, you know, how do you explain these things? That's the problem. Like, you have to go to the doctor or whatever and says, yeah, guy, you just tell a lie. You probably do you?
Absolutely.
You just there go, someone ran me, it was a hit and run, but then the guards are involved.
Then
you have to describe yourself to the guards because you can't think of anyone else. You don't want to get anyone else in trouble.
Imagine if you had to report that for insurance purposes, like if there was a bit of damage, either the truck or the whatever. Or if you claimed it yourself.
You know,
I was knocked down. I'd like to make an insurance claim. Absolutely, sir. Do you know who you're claiming against? I do.
I certainly do.
Me.
I'm claiming against myself. I shouldn't have been let near the place in the first place. Man, you know I have to do the little drawings on those things as well. Imagine his drawing, him getting out, little matchstick version of himself, running to the front, and then squishing himself with his old truck.
Yeah, hit me, baby, one more time. Britney Spears here at Classic Hits. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock, almost time for the breakfast table quiz. Final call for it. Magic Mike is standing by. He's live from the West this morning. 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. But we seem to have sparked a whole load of disaster confessions.
Oh my God, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? As people have done so much damage trying to do something so normal.
Yeah, this came off the back of PJ's story about the French guy who was attempting to swat a fly and basically blew up his house.
Thankfully, he's all right.
He's okay.
But his pride is wounded forever, I think it's safe to say.
Some brilliant stories have come in. We gave you a few earlier on, but they're just rolling in. Niall was on to say that he was caught robbing his own house by the guards.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, so obviously, he locked himself out. Was that what it was?
Basically, he just says it's a long story. You'd need too long to stick it on WhatsApp. We'd need to call him or something. We may just do that. But caught robbing his own house by the guards.
That's definitely what it was. Someone called, they saw some fella sneaking in the window, isn't it? That's what that is.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look at this, though. This is absolutely extraordinary. My friend broke both of his hands playing ping pong.
Ping pong? Ping pong, man.
What? How do you do that?
I mean, both of them.
Both of them?
That's a hell of a trick shot gone wrong, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God.
Like of all the most dangerous sports you would think of, you know, I think of motorcycle road racing, steeple chasing.
Yeah.
Rugby even, you know, like, you know, and then there's a lad. The old ping pong days. Did both me hands in one go. Unreal.
Somebody says, I broke my own nose trying to swat away a wasp. I hit myself. Actually, why does that ring a bell?
I'll tell you why that rings a bell. I will tell you why that rings a bell.
Imagine doing something so innocuous and breaking your own nose.
Yes.
Imagine punching yourself in the face.
Yes, I've done this. Yeah, I can't believe I did it. But yes, in the 80s, when high tech runners were all the rage, Jim. This is what you're not giving me credit for. You just act like it couldn't happen.
Like
to
it's
anyone.
An unusual thing.
And the style of the time was to pull your laces real tight, as tight as you could, to try and get both sides to meet each other. That was the style of the time.
Yeah.
And I was pulling my laces tight. And one of them broke, and I punched myself straight in the face and broke my nose. Yes, I did do that. Yes, I did do that. And I don't think it's nearly
it's
as
actually,
bad.
It's actually
as it's
one
been
of my
made out to be.
One of my favourite stories about you.
You want to see? It was the worst part was when I got into the matter, and I was explaining this to the woman, and I realised I was still holding the lace.
As proof.
I just never thought to let it go.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Paul from Limerick says, I forgot to take the screws out of the back of the washing machine and it was hopping around the kitchen
jeepers.
For 2 weeks. That's those stable things that you're supposed to loosen, is it, when you're installing
it? I forgot
to
take the out of the back of the washing machine.
Yeah.
What do you be taking out of the back of a washing machine?
Aren't there these kind of like stabiliser things or something? Or something, you have something you're meant to remove before you install this or whatever.
I didn't know that. Oh my God.
Yeah, you never had to worry about washing machines, really, did you?
Are you joking? I'm a mad washer machiner. Oh, I'm just thinking about something I should have done now and I probably never did.
Fred has been on to say, lads, my brother crashed his car into his wife's car while she had her mother in there with her.
Oh my
now,
God.
There's a question there, really. Is,
there is, yeah. It's like,
is to what extent was that an accident?
Yeah, I just imagine he was trying to get away from the mother and put it into the wrong...
Possibly.
To put the car into the wrong direction.
It was an accident.
He put the car into the wrong direction. Gear is the word you're looking for, PJ.
Also, J.O.'s been on. Again, I love this because it's like, you know, a friend did it or asking for a friend. It's like that expression.
Yeah.
He says, calamity, a man, a man using a sledgehammer in the back garden. It hit the washing line, bounced back and knocked him out.
Oh, that's
a man did that.
A man did that. That definitely was not J.O. from the Moon, right?
It wasn't J.O. from the Moon.
It was a man.
A man.
A man he heard of in the thing.
Yeah.
Mind you, J.O. from the Moon, you do have a funny shaped head. I never wanted to bring it up. I don't know. I'm not sorry about cast aspersions.
I once punched the steering wheel in a fit of rage and the airbag exploded straight in my face.
Ah, that's brilliant.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's what you get for the old road rage, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Mind you be careful. You have a tendency to get a bit of road rage,
don't
you? I do.
I suffer a bit from the old road rage.
It's because
does my car even have an airbag?
I don't know. Obviously not. The rage bag. That's only because you never have traffic, though, isn't it? And then when you finally do get into it, it's like you can't handle it.
Yeah.
Like when you're actually driving at the hours.
No, the weird thing about it is I'm okay. If I'm in heavy traffic, I'm okay, actually, believe it or not. Because it's just, it is what it is. Everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Like, we're all stuck in you know, whatever it is in a motorway or rush hour or whatever it is.
What
bothers me is when people have open road and they go really slow.
Yeah, I know.
That irritates me.
But you're not, but you have to put yourself in someone else's perspective, Jim. For all you know, the person who's going slow in front of you is on their way to hospital because they dipped themselves in the head with a sledgehammer and the washing line got in the way.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
This week, it's the chance to win a €500 voucher for Specsavers Stillorgan. It can be used towards glasses, contact lenses or hearing aids in-store or online. So you can use it in their e-commerce store as well. Specsavers.ie. If you win and Specsavers Stillorgan isn't kind of close by for you, you can use it online. So there's no problem no matter where you are around the country. And of course, they've all sorts going on at the moment. 2-for-1 on glasses, including designers like Tommy Hilfiger, DKNY, Marc Jacobs, Superdry and many, many more. You can check all of that information out on specsavers.ie.
Yeah, but first you got to set that standard and then cross your fingers. Nobody else gets past you, is what I'm saying. No one else gets crosses. That's what am I on about? Andy Dunn is going to go off, have a go at it this morning. Hiya, Andy.
What's the crack, lad?
Oh, good, Andy. Where are you?
Coolock.
Coolock, deadly, okay.
Coolock. What did you get up to on the weekend, Andy? Did you do anything fun or exciting?
Not really, no. Doing nothing really, no job.
I know, tell me about it. It's gas, isn't it? Yeah, I don't even know why I'm asking people anymore.
It's just habit, isn't it? You
it's
say
just
to people,
habit,
yeah, yeah. Have you any plans? Did you do much? Whatever.
No, what planet are you living on? Of course I don't have any plans.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah, what plans have you got? Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Andy, let's see if we can set the standard for the week. How are you feeling about taking this on? Do you do a lot of quizzing at all or anything like that?
I do. I get a lot of high numbers when I'm listening to the radio, but to show that, you know, when you go live, it's a different story, isn't it?
Could
well,
be.
It's different, all right, but hopefully you're still with it anyway, Andy. We'll do our best for you on this.
Give me some good questions.
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully he can get them out, Andy.
Yeah, that's the problem, Andy.
That's the hard part. Anyway, listen, 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck to you, mate. Here we go.
Who wrote the novel Oliver Twist?
Pass.
Charles Dickens, what do the initials UN stand for?
United Nations.
What P describes the process by which a nationalised industry is sold by the state?
Pass.
Privatisation, what is the name of Dick Turpin's horse?
Pass.
Black best, the US dollar is divided into 100 what?
Cents.
According to the proverb, you shouldn't put all your eggs in the one what?
Basket.
What C is a folded pizza?
Pass.
Calzone, in which Irish city did James Joyce set his literary work?
Leitrim.
Dublin, what is the first word in the phonetic alphabet?
Jesus.
Alpha, apparently. Honey is made from the nectar of flowers collected by what insects?
Bees.
Which city is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Fort Knox depository was built to hold what precious metal?
Gold.
Gold, yeah. Which D is a short word commonly used to mean father? Huh? Oh, yeah, just dad or da or any of them I would have taken, but you're not to worry.
Wow, there's a few
some
interesting
tough
ones
questions
in there,
there
wasn't there?
Andy, in fairness. Andy!
I think you put him into shock,
is
PJ.
Is he not talking to us anymore?
Yeah.
There you are.
I think he got into shock. Anyway, listen, to be fair, you didn't do too bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers on what were tough questions, though.
Yeah, there were some hard ones there.
You know English John said a few of them, wouldn't you?
You'd know, so I'd say the old Black Bess and Dick Turpin's horse definitely came from English John, didn't it?
Dick Turpin's horse.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. Anyway, listen, Andy, the very best of luck, brave effort. You never know if they stay that tough. Who knows? 6 might be good enough.
All right, we'll see.
Take care of yourself, man.
See you, Andy. Thanks for having a go.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's mad, that, isn't it? If you're playing along and you're always getting up there.
Oh,
and
it's always the way,
and
yeah.
And you come on and suddenly it's like, what the hell?
And yeah, you call when you have a bit of confidence after a good run of questions that suit you.
Exactly.
It's not easy when you're on the radio. It's not easy.
I did like the fact, though, that he managed to get Leitrim into it.
That's brilliant, yeah, I know. I had a feeling he was having to dig at me.
I was just going
to
say, I'd say that was for your benefit.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim with this Monday. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Almost 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. By the way, can I just say hi to Willie McHugh, right?
Yeah.
He was a big listener. I don't know if he's listening right this second, right? But I know he listens to the show every day because he tells me. So I see him when I go down to do my shopping in Dunn's in Newtown.
All great stuff, yeah.
And he works there and says he's a big fan of the show, listens to it every morning. So just in case, Willie, if you are listening at the moment, appreciate that. Thank you very kindly indeed.
Fair play to you. Thanks for having us in your ears, I suppose you might say. I can't think of a better way of putting that, to be quite honest.
There's no better way of putting it, PJ. Listen, that story that John's doing,
I can't get
in the headlines. It's great, isn't it?
About so good.
The little dog
Dog's Trust.
Finally finding a home.
Navy is his name. Although I wouldn't call him a little dog. He's a giant, so he is.
Oh,
lovely,
really?
Big, bushy, white-faced Akita. You want to see the size of him. He was there for 1,451 days, 4 years, since May 2016, looking for his forever home. And nobody was taking him. And it's great to see that. It was the lockdown helped him out, actually. It was the beginning of all this thing. He was there for a very long time. Kind of became a bit of a favourite among the staff there, because he's a gas man.
Because he was a long-term resident.
Long-term resident, but an all-round gas fella. Constantly trying to fit into things too small for him. Don't we all do that? Don't we all do that?
Yeah.
From time to time. And
especially clothes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Navy is mad for a pair of trousers. But other things.
Which you never know.
You never know. And he was always doing his zoomies, you know, doing his run arounds and all that. Apparently very funny sort of a dog. They couldn't find a home for him. They just
Because he was a big dog?
Well, he needed a bit of work. They don't really know what his history was, but he seemed to have been a very nervous sort of an animal.
Right,
he needed
training.
He didn't trust people very much at the start. It took a lot to bring him around. But then these two people came and took him just before the lockdown. And normally, they went to meet him a load of times, got to get familiar with him. It got to be time for the first sleepover, Jim. Very exciting sort of a thing, you know.
To be done in stages now. It has to be,
It's like a dog. My dog Lila was one of the first dogs ever out of Dogs Trust in Ireland when they set up. There's a process. You have to come and see the house. They visit you. They make sure you're not a joker or you have a proper garden to keep them safe and all this kind of crack. Anyway, it came to the sleepover time. Lockdown kicked in. They says, oh, jeepers. Well, you know something. He trusts you. You trust him. You all seem to know each other. We're going to run with this.
So,
and
you're saying
he has his forever
inadvertently
home.
Lockdown.
It speeded up the process a little bit. He was going to get up with them anyway. They were mad about him.
Right, so, okay.
You know,
well, basically, the idea was that he couldn't go back during lockdown. Is that what happened? Is that
what
you mean?
Yeah, I guess all the adoption process had to be halted because people weren't allowed to go to the centre anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, a decision had to be made.
So, he ended up hanging out with what became his forever home.
What became his forever home. And now, Sinead and Robbie is their names. And they're loving him so much. Oh, the pictures, they put a tear in their eye. They had a birthday party and offer him there, and so they did. Made them dog friendly cupcakes and banners and the whole lot. They've taken to their new hobbies of long walks, sunbathing in the park, and lounging on the couch. I absolutely love these stories. There's nothing like it. The best thing you'll ever do is rescue a dog.
How old is he now?
No, actually.
Because I think John was saying in the reports that he was 3 when he went in.
So you'd have to add on a few years there. Yeah, I suppose he doesn't look like a young lad, but there's plenty of life in him. Jeebus, he's mad for running and all of that.
Are you watching some sort of video thing there or something?
I'm looking at all. Well, I'm reading about he loves the zoomies. He loves to sprint around the place. Looking at he looks really happy and healthy.
What's his name again?
Navy is his name, yeah.
Oh, it's a great name for a totally white dog.
Totally white dog called Navy. Yeah, who probably doesn't even like swimming. I just love these stories so much. Nothing cheers me up more than hearing these stories. Delighted to hear they're treating them like a dog should be treated. If you like, the dog's not allowed on the couch. Get out of it. If you love your couch more than your dog, you shouldn't have a dog. Let me dog eat the couch. As long as he was all right.
Good stuff. Happy dog story for Navy.
I think I'm going to have to call around there. I need some excuse to drop around into the Dogs Trust, you know. Every so often you kind of go in and go, can I have a look at the Madri, please? Is there any of these dogs that need a petting? I'd like to volunteer my petting services.
Yeah,
so good on you, Navy, in your happy forever home.
Ah, good stuff.
Mind you, that's the other thing. I'm still trying to look for a place to live. If any dogs out there are adopting people, I'm willing to do it.